All right, next up we've got Rob from Amersfoort with Count Me Out.
You can always apologize. Take me out, roll the dice. But your non-stop whining ruins all the dining. Count me out, I'm bored. Ain't gonna talk no more.
Rob's instrumentation and music is always interesting, and this has his trademark mellotron, some backwards sounds, his electric piano stabs, and his creepily whispered multi-track vocals. So this is another classic Rob from Amersfoort track. And to my ears, it sounds a lot like some of his other tracks I've heard from him, and I had that same experience that Tommy had earlier where I'm pretty sure, you know, I could take another song that he's done in a previous Spin Tunes contest and paste these vocals on them and it would still kind of work. So what I'd like to hear from Rob is to hear him sing in a fuller voice and less of that super close mic'd whisper singing that he kind of does. And I know that it sucks to have neighbors who are like close and you don't want to bother them with tracking vocals a lot, but if there's a way that he could record some fuller voice singing, I think it would be interesting to hear what that would sound like.
It's like your advice is, be less like Rob from Amersfoort.
Yeah, exactly.
Be less you. That's what I'd like to hear.
Yeah, this is like Micah's criticism. Be less you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, so it's very, you know, recognizably Rob from Amersfoort, but he uses the voice setting on this one, on his mellotron, instead of the more kind of typical Beatles. What is that? Is that the horns or the flute
setting?
I think
it's the flute setting is the one we're all really familiar with.
Yeah, and I think that he uses that plenty of times, but this time it's the voice setting, and I think he uses it really, really well. And I noticed, I noticed that it's a little bit different. And like you mentioned, the backwards recordings, he uses a lot of backwards drums in this one, and I thought that was very interesting. The lyrics are fine. They're maybe not the strongest of this round, but there's nothing wrong with them. They're not bad. They meet the challenge perfectly well, and they're interesting to read. And yeah. And
I think they have a common Rob theme, which is like somebody is annoying him.
And that's the only thing that's wrong with this song. It's so Rob. No. This is very typical for his portfolio, and it's fine, and it's good.
It's very well done. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
I love Rob's stuff. I mean, Rob has a distinctive style, if anybody has picked up on that yet. the amount of songs he's done in this venue, this area of expertise, we'll put it. You know it's his song from the first verse. There's just no two ways around it. And I like it. It's kind of soothing, kind of dissonant, but it works for me. And I thought somewhere in there I heard a backwards anvil hit for percussion, which surprised me, but I'm going, but it fit in the song. So I'm going, I don't know what the mind process is, but I'm going, overall, when it plays, I'm good song. I like it. So that's thumbs up.
Yeah.